It's 18 minutes to 7. Waleed Ali with you for RN Drive. I want to ask you this. Are you a hoarder? Have you maybe just got a few things lying around the home that you know you should get rid of? They're just a bit too good to chuck out. Well, we now have an option. Global Sharing Day is on its way. It promises to solve your trash problems with zero environmental impact. You don't have to dump it all in the tip either. And to tell us about it, James Moody joins us, author of The Sixth Wave, How to Succeed in a Resource-Limited World. He's the CEO of the online sharing platform ToShare. He's also been an executive with the CSIRO, and you know and love him from The Young Inventors on ABC One, as it used to be. James, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Waleed.
How much stuff have you got lying around you need to get rid of?
We have a lot of stuff. We have two young children, and in fact, it was actually the birth of our two young children that inspired us to create ToShare, because we just realised that not only do you have the child that arrives, but of course all the stuff that starts to enter the house, which you use to help raise the child, and how quickly you grow out of that.
So how much stuff are we having? Like, how much stuff do we have to get rid of?
Well, we worked out, so it's interesting, most families do have stuff in their house that they no longer need, or they're not going to use again. And we tried to dig into that and question and say, why do houses have things in them which are basically, you know, not seeing their full lifespan? And it turns out that it's because of one of four things. They're either life-stage items, like kids' clothes, or you might move house and the piece of furniture doesn't fit anymore. Mm-hmm. Are there media, like books or, you know, DVDs or computer games, where you've read the book, you've consumed it, you might not read it again, but the book's still good. There are things like upgradables, like mobile phones or sporting equipment or kitchenware, where your skill level's changed or your needs have changed. Or finally, there are things like fashion, where your just taste has changed. And we worked out that there's actually, in those four categories, so upgradables, life stage items, fashion, and media, we sell around the world 100 billion of those things brand new each year. And by their very nature, are probably not going to see their full lifespan under the first owner.
So 100 billion bits of stuff is being bought and sold that doesn't need to be, because it's already out there just circulating, and so we just dump it.
And, well, I mean, some of it does find its way into a second pair of hands. Around, it depends what the item is, somewhere between 5 and, if it's an iPhone, it's 50%, but, you know, generally it's around 5 to 10%. But if you start looking at the statistics, it's amazing. There's 500,000 phones sitting in houses that are completely idle, could still work, 500,000 phones in Sydney alone. In fact, there's more idle phones in Australia than there are people in Australia, believe it or not.
Right. So, actually, you know, it makes sense when you think about it. It's just that you often don't think about it. But you have thought about it. So, you've now developed this idea of a kind of a way of sharing to get around the problem. How does this work?
Well, we actually worked out that the real challenge to sharing was that the alternatives are actually really, really great. Like, on one level, right? The alternatives are you can either leave it on the shelf or you could even throw it in the bin. Those are two pretty easy options. And,
right.
you think about the bin, you know, it looks like a $5 piece of plastic, but it's actually a $5 piece of plastic that's connected to billions of dollars worth of infrastructure to make sure that rubbish goes away.
Right.
And we realized that for reuse, for sharing to actually compete against that for our time and our attention, we just had to make it really, really easy. In fact, you know, how could you make it so that reuse could start to compete with the bin? And so when you do that, you suddenly realize there's some different choices. The first is that what's the easiest way for me to get something that I don't need to you if you need it? It's giving. Giving, because, you know, you're not selling, you're not negotiating, you don't have to warrant, there's a lot of things that actually, and the funny thing is, and the interesting thing is that the giving actually makes us happy. It's been scientifically proven that if we give, we actually do get a little endorphin rush and generosity begets gratitude, which begets more generosity.
Well, no one's done studies on the endorphin rush of throwing something in the bin, to be fair, James, so you need to make
well,
sure
that's
you
true.
But okay,
unless you're an ardent declutterer.
I suppose so, yes. But what is then this mechanism for getting that endorphin rush? Like, how are you actually going to go about doing it?
Well, we found that basically create a space where people who have things can say, I'm going to give this and find a new life for the people who want it. So we created a platform called ToShare, but we also realized that the big issue around that was not just, you know, I've got something and you might want it, but it's how do we get the item from me to you?
Right.
And that's really around the infrastructure for reuse. And what we've built with ToShare is we've actually built an infrastructure system for reuse. We can now ship from one house to another, door to door, for $10, we can ship up to 25 kilograms anywhere in the same capital city. And we can do for nine kilograms for $20 anywhere between capital cities, or actually anywhere in Australia. And we found that by starting to unlock that, by making it easy, that somebody actually picks it up from one person and takes it to the other. It's almost like the opposite of online retail. You know, online retail, you're trying to sell as much stuff as you can and giving away the postage for free. Well, we've got a platform that actually has all this stuff that people just want to give away, and you just have to pay for the postage or pick it up yourself.
Right, so there's a vacuum cleaner, for example. I want it. I then pay $10 and it can come to me.
Absolutely, door-to-door. And that's starting to compete with the rubbish bin.
Right.
So, you know, it's like you leave it outside or you put it outside and somebody comes and picks it up.
All right, so what's the website?
Tushare.com, T-U-S-H-A-R-E.com.
And this is you're calling this a flash share. It runs from the 1st of June through to the 5th of June. So that's this Sunday, right through to World Environment Day, which is on the 5th. It's a really interesting initiative, James. Thank you very much for bringing it to our attention and for coming in and telling us about it.
Thanks so much, Waleed.
And if you're interested at all in that, go to twoshare.com, as you heard there, and you'll be able to find out more about it. Maybe you'll find someone who can get rid of your garbage without you throwing it away, if you think that's a good thing to be doing. James Moody, author of The Sixth Wave, How to Succeed in a Resource-Limited World, CEO of Twoshare. It's now 11 minutes to 7. Waleed Ali with you for RN Drive. Lots of tech still coming in on helmet laws and the like. I'll do my best to get to them very, very soon.